This is the It's All About Relationships podcast with Dr. Marty Folsom, where we talk about relationships with God, with one another, and with ourselves. And this is episode 26 today. We're looking at some distinctions and connections between theology and psychology. They're both about relationships, but we want to recognize how we place them in relation to one another. So my understanding of psychology is that psychology is a human study of humans, and it's particularly looking at humans as individuals, which is a distinguishing thing from theology, which I want to suggest sees us primarily in relationships. So psychology particularly looks at three areas of human existence: our thoughts, our feelings, and our behaviors. So cognitive theology studies our thoughts, emotive therapy deals with our feelings, and behavioral therapy deals with our behavior. So each of these is looked at as individuals. And again, I think the premise that we are individuals just misses the profound relational nature of who we are. They have language, though, that I want to suggest if we understand ourselves relationally, there might be some help in understanding what it is that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors do in terms of relationships, but they need to be taken to that broader context. The other thing with psychology is that it begins with pathology. In other words, what is wrong? So when you start with broken people, then you're not going to ask the question, what does it mean to really be whole and healthy? You're just beginning with something that primarily deals with people who have some form of mental relational dysfunction that is the window into which a person is observed. There is a discipline called Positive Psychology Day, which is doing some of the work of beginning with the question of what wholeness and fulfillment looks like. That is just getting going, so we still have something to look at there. And the question, has it really gone to a relational place, or is it just the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors of an individual when they are in their fulfilled state without looking at their relational way of being? So the language of psychology and the way that insurance is billed is around disorders. There has to be criteria that are met for a disorder to be diagnosed, and for that there are certain kinds of things that can be done to work with that person, whether it's behavioral changes, contextual changes, medical changes. Problems are disorders that need fixes. So it's all about fixing people in their individual states. Now, I want to also acknowledge there's another discipline here, which I don't do psychology. I don't have insurance. I don't do things that are all billing or built around the constructs of psychology. Family systems is much more what I work in, and family systems assumes relationships. So the work of Murray Bowen, Salvador Minuchin, and others like that suggest that we are essentially in family systems. So there's nothing less than two people in doing the work of therapy, because it's the relationship that is focused on. So to begin with a family unit and to say, as Bowman will, that the basic principle of a family is an emotional unit is to say that when you start looking at how the family is working and mapping out the way that the emotions are functioning, you're going to be able to see where things are being created with distance, and you're going to have a language of what it means to be together in ways that allow for appropriate kinds of distances. But the nature of the relationship is implicit in what's going on. And the system is profoundly bound up with that emotional way of being, and the way that language and distinction in the being with who we are in relation to one another all plays out. So family systems therapy is something that I do work with. So when we look at theology, theology assumes that we also are engaging in the life of caring for people, the healing of persons, body, mind, all of who we are. So to say that God is personal, God creates us as personal being in relationship with God, and the degree to which we are living connected to God and one another is something that is the starting point for health within a theological vision of helping persons. So to say that humans are created as those who have the ability to know and be known by God and one another, and that our personal relatedness is going to be tied up with that knowing and being known, so that when we are unknown, when we are distant, alienated, separated, all those things, the doctrine of sin is going to build out of that. It's the breakdown of of relationships. So health is about who we are in relationship, and when that is a connected way of being, we use words like loving, growing up into love. We could use words like intimacy, though that's not a biblical term necessarily. The nature of empowering one another to be servants for one another, the joy, the peace, the patience, all the fruit of the Spirit are ways of being with others in such a way that our relationships have a characteristic to them that is something in correspondence with God's way of being within God's self, with the world, and God's visions of the peaceable kingdom. The language of people like Martin Buber with I-thou relationships, where I can only be I if I have you and you in a relationship with me, where we are subjects who show up with one another, are open to one another, and participate. We are in a subjective, participatory way of being with others. That is over against being disconnected from one another. So theologically, connected to God, connected to one another, loving, disconnected, we're living from fear. We put up fences, we put on masks, we live in isolation. All that is the disconnected way of being that requires the therapeutic help, the healing of relationships, where there's a need for power over somebody else, to control them, where there's a loss of our ability to accept them. So we become judges of one another. We're judges, stepping back from them, observing them as objective people, separated from them. That's very different from being companions who learn to work with building trust. So the nature of being disconnected, we end up with shame and blame and guilt, the breakdown of judging ourselves and our failure, others and their failure, what we think other people think about us and the failure within that. All of that are theological outcomes of the breakdown of what it looks like to have relationship in a way that is healthy, meaning what God created for us to have, and to not default in this world of being separate, having clinical distance and judging and evaluating symptomatically in ways that don't really build the relationship. So the whole nature of theologically entering into a space of exploring, to indwell the life of a person means to know their world, to enter into their world, to feel their world, to hear them, to connect with them, to honor them. Salvador Minuchin would literally go into the home and sit with the family. Joining the family is a very participative way of functioning. So the nature of all of that is to say that theologically, if we think out of the life of God and who we are as persons and what we're aiming for in our relationships, the very nature of the gospel of reconnecting that which is broken, the nature of healing families, the nature of persons finding a connection to God, neighbor, and self and world are all relational ways of being that are simply the outworking of theology. They're not two separate things. When you try and integrate theology and psychology, if you assume psychology's assumption, we are individual separate selves with problems, it's hard to integrate that with theology, which assumes we are created by God for relationship, who we are as persons is in relationship with God. The integration, somebody's got to give something up there to work. So I like to talk about contextualization, that if I think contextually out of theology, God made us for relationship, the family systems within which we operate, and the communities within which we operate are going to have this vision of being created for connection, for love and acceptance, and building one another up. When that breaks down, then I bring in the language of psychology to talk about the nature of how fear and shame and judgment and those things are not working out well. So I don't throw out psychology. I just want to use the tools of psychology in such a way that they're serving, noticing what the separate parts are doing in such a way that we can overcome them and bring back the therapeutic family systems, systems way of thinking, and the way that that lives within what it is that God is doing. So the meaningfulness of our relationships is theological. The way that we function in context, psychology, gives us language, provides language that is in many ways shaped by the context that we now put it in, that gives, I think, a better understanding of being persons, but also gives us insight as to what it is that's going on. In the end, too, psychology, by very virtue of trying to be a science, tries to generalize everything. That's why disorders in the diagnostic manuals have to be something that is true for a broad population. Where I want to suggest that theology recognizes the uniqueness of each person and each of the issues that might be there in those relationships. So the very same person, if you look at each relationship, you might find there are different issues in each of those relationships going on. And theologically, we want to deal with what is going on in each of those relationships. So I want to suggest that with theological thinking, there's a much more profound distinction, and it's partly because in the Trinity, Father, Son, Spirit, you have a unique Father, a unique Son, a unique Spirit, though who they are is in their being relationship to one another. But it lays a foundation for uniqueness in relationship within the unity of the whole, in the same way a family has unique parts that are part of the whole as well. So there's a one and many that are together in the relationships that is important to think about, that then suggests that the skills for learning to love each other may have to be learned relationship by relationship, that they're not necessarily going to work the same for the same person in all of their relationships. And the freedom comes when we learn our ways of connecting in each of those relationships in a manner appropriate to each of the relationships. It sounds a little bit like T.F. Torrance there. The nature of good science is to have appropriate knowledge of the particularities of each thing as they are revealed to us and not to come in with these overarching categories. So, the nature of theology is about helping relationships. That's what God does in the very sending of Jesus, the sending of the Spirit, the life of the church. It is all there. So, psychology, therapeutic thinking, these are not separate from theological thinking, they are the outcomes. But I think you have to start in the right place to understand what it means to be persons, to understand relationships, and the vision for where it is that we are going. So, we're not going to throw out any of the language. We just want to retool, contextualize in ways that are appropriate to the nature of the persons who we work with, and to get everything's about relationships, theologically, psychologically, even the sciences are all about relationships. So, let's keep learning about that from the foundation that's based in the God who is, exists in relationship, and does everything for the purpose of relationships, including helping relationships. Well, thanks for being with us today. Hopefully, this invigorates your thought to expand your horizons. Check out what's going on over at drmartyfolsom.com. The soundbites that are there give some of my favorite theologians and ways that they are filling out the world with the books they've written and just little snippets of what they think. And there's other fun stuff there as well. This is the It's All About Relationship podcast with Marty Folsom. Thanks for being with us today.